For the second time since his election to the chair of Peter, Pope Benedict is leading the Corpus Domini procession through the streets of Rome. The celebration will begin with Mass at St. John Lateran Basilica, the Pope's Cathedral. That begins at 7 p.m. After Mass, the Pope will lead a Eucharistic procession down Via Marilana, the street which directly connects St. John Lateran with the Basilica of St. Mary Major.
Streets are lined with people around the Basilica. There are many, many folk.
Cardinal Bernard Law is the Archpriest of St. Mary Major.
The focus is the focus of adoration. We're there for the benediction of the Blessed Sacrament, and that's precisely what happens.
The Pope will be joined by members of religious orders, lay movements, parish groups, and other organizations. For many, this is the highlight of their year. Some will parade in traditional outfits, carrying torches and large banners, while they sing hymns and other songs of praise to the Blessed Sacrament. Once the Holy Father arrives at St. Mary Major, he will give benediction with the Blessed Sacrament. This celebration will be repeated today in many cities around the world, and in even more this Sunday, where the solemnity has been transferred in many countries. The prefect of the Congregation for Divine Worship, Cardinal Francis Arenzi, tells us more about this special feast.
Yes, our Catholic faith is good news. It is not a contraband good to be hidden away. It is good news to be announced at midday sunshine. So it is in line with our human nature, communitarian, and also our faith, a thing of joy, that we have procession in honor of Christ in the Holy Eucharist.
A large crowd is expected. On Wednesday, Pope Benedict issued an invitation to everyone in the city, residents and tourists alike, to attend the festivities. I'm Charles Collins.